Default countdown, T-minus 25 days. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The unemployment report was supposed to be better this time.
This one is really a sucker punch to the gut.
Unemployment now up to 9.2%. And at the same time, still no debt deal. Somebody please remind us what default would mean.
The president said if they don't get a deal in the next couple of weeks, interest rates could soar, the nation's credit could be downgraded, and the economy could spiral into a second recession or worse.
Or worse? Which sets the stage for the latest trial balloon from a desperate White House, altering Social Security. Social Security payments wouldn't be cut, they would still increase with inflation, but inflation would be calculated differently. Right now, for example, a jump in beef prices counts as inflation. But why? If beef goes up, working people just buy chicken. Or considering how fat we all are, eat a soy burger. Why can't retired people do the same? Unfair, says Nancy Pelosi.
They're not going to balance the budget on the backs of America's seniors.
But if that's the price of raising the debt ceiling and avoiding default, what choice is there? There are some politicians apparently willing to tank the economy to get their way. Listen to this ad from Tea Party strongwoman Michelle Bachmann.
I will not vote to increase the debt ceiling.
We've elected people who are willing to create a depression to prove their point and willing to do it with a smile in their voice and a bouncy guitar in the background. So there isn't really much else we can do, except to remember their names. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.